Unit 15. Track 120. Page 119. Exercise 1. Listen to someone talking about the history of higher education and match the places to the facts.
Of course, there have always been places of learning, and one of the best known of these from early times is Plato's Academy in ancient Greece. That was about 2,400 years ago, so clearly we can't be sure about what was studied there. The most probable subjects were philosophy and mathematics. It remained in existence, with some interruptions, for about 900 years. The University of Al-Karawin in Morocco is officially recognized as the oldest continuously operating institution offering degrees in the world. It was founded in 859 and became one of the best universities for natural sciences. The second oldest university, the Al-Azhar University, Egypt, followed in 972. It was established as a center for Arabic literature, but today also offers courses in modern scientific fields. In the West, the University of Bologna was the first place of higher education. That was established in 1088. This was the first place of learning to be called a university. Moving to the UK now, we go back around 1,000 years for the first teachings at Oxford, but its status was not recognised as a university until much later. Cambridge followed fairly soon after. In Scotland, St Andrews is recognised as the oldest, dating back to the 15th century. The universities of Glasgow and Aberdeen also began life in the same century. In Wales, St David's in Lampeter, founded in 1822, is the oldest, originally teaching divinity. It is now called Trinity St David. They offer many modern courses in faculties such as architecture, computing and engineering, and humanities and performing arts. In Northern Ireland, the oldest is Queen's University in Belfast, which was founded in 1845.